Today on Misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel.
I eat healthy. But that doesn't matter if you've had worms for 40 plus years. Mine, I peed them out and they came out of my skin.
It's become a word in pop culture, parasite, facial parasites, because of Brandy Glanville.
Unfortunately, they do live in our blood, our tissue, and our muscle, and it isn't uncommon to have them. You can get parasites from the water anywhere in America. I've tested a lot of different cities' water. I drink Mexico's water before I drink our water. They're living off of us. That's the definition of a parasite. They can control your mind. They crave the sugar. They crave the salt. Not you, not your body. They do. The way that I created Parify was from my own personal experience. I included an herb that breaks the biofilm. You then have to bring in supporting herbs to be able to flush them out of your body. And that's why we call it a cleanse. Him and his wife tried to have a baby for 3 years. They have a one-year-old now, and it was 6 weeks after they did our cleanse.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Parasites. Just the word makes people squirm. We think of them as something you pick up in a far-off jungle, not in your own kitchen or backyard. But lately, thanks to pop culture headlines, Brandy Glanville naming and blaming her own parasite for changes in her face, the conversation has landed right here in mainstream health. My guest today is Kim Rogers, better known as the Worm Queen. She believes parasites are far more common than we realize. After her own shocking cleanse went viral, she built an entire platform around exposing how these hidden invaders could be impacting our energy, our hormones, our mood, and even our appearance. She says it's not just about food poisoning or travel bugs. It's about everyday exposure, undetected infections, and the blind spots of modern medicine. Tonight, we're asking the uncomfortable questions. Are parasites really hiding in more of us than we think? How do we know if we have them? Do cleanses actually work, or is this just another wellness trend playing on fear? And perhaps most important, if parasites are stealing from us, what are they taking and how do we get it back? This isn't just about worms. It's about what we don't know about our own bodies and whether a hidden enemy is quietly pulling the strings. Please enjoy my conversation with the Worm Queen. Kim, thank you so much for joining me today on Misunderstood. Did I hear right? You're all the way in Seattle?
Yes, I'm in Seattle. And thanks for having me.
Of course. Is it pouring rain there?
No, it's actually a really great day today, but it has been very Pacific Northwest this whole year. But today's sunny.
Okay, I love it. I used to live where I was born in Anchorage, Alaska. So we always went through Seattle anytime we would leave Alaska. So those are the only times I've ever been there to the airport, but I like it, but it was always raining. That's what I remember.
It is pretty rainy here.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm so excited that you're here because I really have wanted to talk about parasites for a long time. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding around the subject. It's become a word in pop culture, parasite, facial parasites, because of Brandy Glanville. And so I want to get to that, but I want to talk about you and how you became known as the Worm Queen, which is a great title. Your own cleanse went viral. And so can you talk us through what that moment was like and why you decided to do your own cleanse?
Yeah. So I was working on my health. In 2019, I started to decline in my health. I had had 13 surgeries, a hysterectomy. I come from Western medicine. I've been in Western medicine with two different healthcare degrees since 2004. So the body to me is fascinating, and I could not get my own health under control. So my husband and I kind of bailed from life and went out and started building a log home. And I realized in the process of that, that there was more than just what the doctors had said was wrong with me. And so I started researching other things that it could be. I started doing some mushrooms, functional, and just trying to really get everything under control, my nervous system. And I had come
What were your symptoms?
I was really super swollen. I hadn't gone to the bathroom in a month. And it was really difficult for me to move. And I had terrible skin, which was very unusual for me because I always had really good skin. And wow. I just had the worst brain fog. And I just could not get out of whatever chronic illness I was experiencing at the time. Wow. So I just decided to, I went on TikTok and I scrolled and I came across a gal's video that said that I should do a parasite cleanse because it helped her mental health. And I did it. And within 3 days in the toilet, I saw roundworm, flukes, and pinworms. And I knew right then that this was one of my issues.
Wow. Okay. So up until then, mm-hmm. had you known anything about parasites?
No, because Western medicine, it's so taboo and it's so denied. And I live in the United States. So why would I, right? And a few years before, I had thought, oh, well, I have itching during the full moon. My flares were always during the full moon. And I would talk with my doctor about it. And she was like, yeah, no, you live here. You haven't traveled outside of the country. Well, because of all of the things that I've found out, actually our water was contaminated. And in Hoodsport, where I'd gone to go heal my body, our water had nematodes in it.
Wow. Wow. So that's a big common misconception, I think. Most people think that parasites are exotic. You catch them when you travel somewhere foreign or if you've been to somewhere tropical. So can you explain where you can get parasites?
You can get parasites from the water.
Anywhere in America.
Anywhere in America. I've tested a lot of different cities' water. And unfortunately, our country doesn't test for nematodes, which are physical worms like tapeworm, roundworm, pinworms, hookworm. And we don't test for that. And so I've tested here in Seattle and they tested positive for that. We only test for parasites, protozoas, Giardia, Defragiles, and Crypto. I had Crypto, which is parvo, which kills puppies. And I had that because of the water, and I had roundworm. So those two things really just kind of went in and wreaked havoc on my body. And then you can get it from salmon, unfortunately. I'm sorry. Most fish have parasites. The closer to the belly of the cut of the fish, more parasites are near the belly. So the further out you go of the fish, less option of having parasites. Raw produce, walking barefoot, and our pets. I would say 100% of pet owners that have parasites have caught them from their pets.
So is there a way to for us to get tested for parasites to know 100% that we have them?
You can get a stool test. Unfortunately, in the day and age we live right now, parasite testing and mold testing and Lyme testing is not accurate and affordable and available the way that it should be. So I got tested by two different labs when I first found out what was wrong with me. I got tested by LabCorp, which is a Western medicine lab that's covered by insurance. And then the same stool I sent to Mexico to an independent lab, and that came back positive, showing me crypto and roundworm. But unfortunately, the LabCorp test came back negative. And at the bottom of the lab slip, it always says this is not in lieu of a parasitic infection. So you still have to be proactive. And that's why this is so viral, because you should just be cleansing 3 to 4 times a year like other countries do. We just don't in our country.
Are there any biomarkers that we should be looking at, like in our blood? Like, how would we, if something is coming back negative, is there something we would know?
You can look at a test EOS that it's on your blood work. There's like basophils, eosinophils, all of those will be heightened. And it's because your body's fighting inside of the cell to remove that environmental toxin that it doesn't understand. It's an evader. And so your body's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So it heightens the blood. It heightens your alertness because they can hijack our nervous system. They can live in our blood, our tissue, and our muscle. And so the body starts to kind of fight against itself in order for you to get those numbers. That's the best way to do it for blood work, because your body is alerting you through that blood work. And also during the full moon, you should definitely do testing, stool testing, and your blood testing during the full moon, because they're heightened. They're in your body. Well, they live off of serotonin in your body. And that's why during the full moon, people go a little crazy because serotonin is high, melatonin is low. And so they're literally hopping on a serotonin river, making their way through your body, trying to find better waterfront property to lay more of their family. And then all of a sudden, you're not feeling well, but your body starts going into a reactive state and trying to protect itself. And so your numbers will be higher, and it is the best time to actually do parasite testing.
But if a doctor's looking at your blood work and they see that those numbers you're talking about are higher, would they automatically assume it's something else and never look at parasites? I mean, I feel like I've never even heard a doctor talk to me about parasites.
Unfortunately, no, they will not discuss it. It's not something that's in their realm. It's something that is not really studied, to be honest with you. And I'm an expert in this at this point because of the fact that, one, I actually have all of my medical records from the day I was born. And so I can go back in and see when my target levels were the highest and when I felt the worst. So that's my own personal experience. But my professional side of it is that I would train lab technicians, and I also wrote academia for allied health. And it wasn't anything that we ever talked about. I would say we probably got a week of studying in both the colleges that I ran and also my own personal studies. It just isn't something that we ever thought was an issue in our country. So it's not within our books, right?
Right.
Our educational books. It's not there. It's a blimp. You read it and you move on. Kind of like nutrition.
Yeah.
Kind of like what's going on with nutrition. We don't really study it.
Yeah. So can you walk us through what some of the symptoms are if you have a parasite? And I'm assuming, and you'll tell me, do different parasites give you different symptoms? Like, walk us through all of that.
Different parasites can give you different symptoms. The common symptoms of most parasitic infections, or just having a parasite, there are two different things. You can have a parasite that overrules your body and causes you to just really decline. And you can also just have symptoms that just are chronic. One of them is grinding the teeth. That's a huge one that people think it's just stress. But unfortunately, when you have a parasite and you're grinding your teeth, it's because they've hijacked your nervous system. They've also absorbed minerals and vitamins that you need in order for you to not grind your teeth, which is like magnesium and calcium. And they can absorb those nutrients. And that's why your body is in a reactive state by making you grind your teeth. We all think it's stress, right?
Right.
TMJ.
You mean like grinding your teeth when you sleep?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then drooling, that's a big one because it's trying to get things to escape out of your body. These are reactive ways that your body's telling you something's going on.
Wait, what do you mean drooling? Who's walking around?
Drooling at night.
Like when you sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Drooling at night, okay. Grinding your teeth.
So it's not just you're sleeping with your mouth open.
Yeah. It's okay. Like physical things removing out of your body.
Okay.
I know. It's so gross. Trust me. I left urgent care when I was in the field because I don't like parasites. And then I became worm queen. And I'm like, all right, God. I'm embracing it all.
Do you feel too full after meals, like your digestion could use a little support? Try Bitterex from Quiksilver Scientific. Bitterex is a blend of botanical bitter extracts designed to support healthy digestion and your body's natural digestive processes. Bitter herbs have been used for centuries to support digestive function, helping stimulate digestive activity. Just a few pumps before meals make Quiksilver Scientific's Bitterex easy to add to your routine. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What if I told you that the idea that you only get parasites when you travel to some exotic country is flat wrong? Millions of Americans carry parasites right now, often without symptoms. For example, it's estimated that millions in the United States have been exposed to Toxocara, a parasitic worm, yet most never even know it. Parasites do not need a plane ticket. They can enter through tap water, sushi, undercooked foods, or contaminated produce. Some strains live in all stages, eggs, larvae, adults, hidden in your gut, releasing toxins that sabotage your energy and digestion. That's why I'm excited about Parify, Kim Rogers' 30-day full-spectrum parasite cleanse. The kit works by clearing parasites, worms, candida, and heavy metals, targeting parasites in all life stages, supporting gut health, detox pathways, and toxin removal. It's taken orally, daily, for 30 days with precise dosing. I'm actually doing it myself right now. I started with the lymph cleanse, then I'm doing the Parify. Want to dive deep? I did a full interview with Kim Rogers, the worm queen herself, where we expose all the myths, understand the facts, and show how to protect your body. Listen to that episode if you haven't already. Meanwhile, go to rogershood.com and use the code Rachel to get 10% off of your order. That's R-A-C-H-E-L for 10% off. Give it a try. Maybe your body's missing link is hiding inside. Let's do this together. Again, it's rogershood.com, rogershood.com, and use the code Rachel for 10% off. Give me some more symptoms so okay. People listening and me can wonder if we have this.
IBS, IBD, anxiety, heightened anxiety. Your nervous system is just not in a great space. You're bloating when you drink water. That's a big one. They're going to expand. Your body doesn't know how to process things, so it starts to expand. And anytime you eat anything, that makes you get bloated as well. But really, a lot of gut issues is a big one. Your gut is, you know, between 22 and 30, the intestine long. So there's a lot there for them to live in there. They right. don't just live there, but there's a lot for them to be able to go in. They absorb your nutrients. So if you're malnourished, if you gain weight and lose weight and you can't figure out why, that's a really big one, because people think that when you have something like a tapeworm that you're going to be skinny. But unfortunately, when they're absorbing all of your nutrients, you are actually not able to process things in your body that needs those nutrients, because they can absorb 6 to 8 times their weight in spores, nutrients, heavy metals.
But so wouldn't that mean that you still have this thing inside of you that's huge if they're absorbing this stuff, or doesn't work like that?
It doesn't always work that it's a huge thing. They're thin. So like if you think about how a hookworm resembles your vein and it can go right along your vein absorbing your iron.
Got
so
it.
A lot of people that have anemia, they'll recommend them taking iron. But if you're not absorbing that iron and you're taking it all the time, you probably should do a parasite cleanse just to see if you can start absorbing the iron, because it starts to disable out the hookworm that's in your body. And a lot of people have hookworm. Specifically, Joe Rogan talks about how the South was created around their drawl, because hookworm creates a barrier between the mind and your speech. So they have a little bit more of a slower drawl because of hookworm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, couldn't these be symptoms for a lot of things, like menopause, like, I don't know, migraines of people? I've heard of people having a lot of physical feelings like migraines or nausea or whatever it is. So how, besides getting a test, would you really know? I mean, if it's somebody that's having chronic issues that they can't figure out, or, you know, how would you know that now it's time? Let's look into whether or not you have a parasite.
I mean, without the real testing, it's just the best to be proactive and do this 3 to 4 times a year. Just knowing that with the Parify kit, it's super easy. Just so you guys know, it's 3 tinctures in a binder. We give instructions. It's like the easiest cleanse you could ever do. It's simple. I wanted people to do it. And the reason why we say 3 to 4 times a year is the testing's not accurate, which I am working on that in the back end to have a little medical reform around this for people. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is we just know that this is an issue. And once you know that it's an issue, you should be proactive and doing it like other countries. Like Mexico, they cleanse 2-3 times a year. They know their water isn't great. They know that this can be an issue. So why not just help yourself? If you have migraines and you don't feel well and you do a cleanse, and then all of a sudden after you've done a Parify parasite cleanse, you feel good. One of your root causes very well could be a parasite, and you just keep trying to make yourself feel better.
Okay. Before we move on to the cleanse, because I'm fascinated and I can't wait to try one, where do they live? Because I think they mostly live in the gut, right? But then why is Brandy saying that one's living in her face?
Yeah, they don't just live in the gut. There are actually just a few that live in our gut. Small intestinal parasites are pretty common. And I know this with my own health. I had small intestinal parasites. One of the symptoms, if you do have small intestinal parasites, is that when they become active, they make you feel unworthy. They make you question yourself because that's where that emotion comes. So when you look at it in a holistic point of view, it's your emotions are attached to different organs of your body. And when something's in there wreaking havoc, they're their own frequency. They're alive. And so they're going to wreak havoc because they don't want to be known, because they want to stay in you. We're the best host. But with what's going on with Brandy, there's a lot of different things, which we've reached out to her team a few times and Vicky, and I'm friends with Taylor Armstrong. So I feel like they all just kind of need to flush their systems out, man. They really, at this point in time, just really need to get a good cleanse in them because it's just helpful. But with what's going on with Brandy, there's a few things that could be going on with Brandy. Unfortunately, they do live in our blood, our tissue, and our muscle, and it isn't uncommon to have them do what's going on with her body.
It's not uncommon. Okay, so this thing that when she's showing people what's moving in her face, that could actually be a parasite.
I mean,
because I know a lot of people are skeptical of what she says and says that it's filler that's moving and she's gone a little, you know, crazy with filler or whatever. I'm not, you know, but it does seem like the way she looks has absolutely changed. And it's more than just her face.
Yes. And I see this a lot. Literally, this is what I do every single day. I've never taken a day off of work since July 18th of 2021. I have people that send me pictures and videos every day. So what she is saying is 100% legitimate. I have also seen things under my skin. I have videos and pictures of people that have sent me things that are under their skin. And it's because they can live in our bodies anywhere. They can cross the blood-brain barrier that they get into their brain. RFK Jr. has neurocystis sarcoma, which is a tapeworm of the brain. And it's because they're microscopic. They get into our blood, and then they can go and feed anywhere and lay their eggs anywhere. So he still has a dead physical tapeworm in his brain, but it's not active, causing him problems anymore or eating his brain. So this is really a thing.
Okay, I want to talk about cleansing, and I want to get to Parify. What does cleansing mean? Does it mean it's actually killing it? Is it just coming out? What is going on when you cleanse?
Both. So the way that I created Parify was from my own personal experience, as well as what the comments were saying in my viral TikToks. I come from pharmacy. I love learning about medicine and the human body. So all I did was tweak what the ailment is and add that herb as the frequency to destroy that ailment. So if you think about it in that way, but you know, we have heavy metals in our body, right? And these things can hold up to 6 to 8 times their weight in heavy metals, spores, viruses, and bacteria. So when you're cleansing and you're in a killing state, which is what the herbs we use, wormwood, Oregon grape root, those are killing herbs. You then have to bring in supporting herbs to be able to flush them out of your body. So that's what we did. And that's why we call it a cleanse, is because you're detoxing, yet you're supporting at the same time. And you're doing multiple different ailments. So a lot of people know that when an opera singer sings, she can get her voice to where she can shatter a glass. And that's all I did. I just brought in herbs that I know. Wormwood is an antiparasitic. We have tapeworms that are in our body that we need to rid. And so I brought in hawthorn. We've got usnea, which is something that not a lot of people utilize. So we're not having an overabundance of it in our bodies nor in our environment. But one of the big things that makes our kit so special compared to other people's is I included an herb that breaks the biofilm, and they live in biofilm. And that's why they're so hard to detect, because biofilm is a hard shell that's around them protecting them like an egg. And you have to break that to expose them. So once you burn their house down, which is biofilm, they're exposed. And then you can go in and just strategically remove them and everything that they could potentially drop when you're killing them off. So you don't want to kill them off with something like Ivor because it's going to drop heavy metals. You really need to go in and do a sweep behind when you're doing all of the antiparasitics, as well as anti-metal. Candida is an issue that we have. I mean, we all have yeast in our body. When it overgrows, it becomes candida, and candida changes your mind thoughts about food. And so they're here, man. They're here. It's crazy.
So walk me through the Parify kit. Mm-hmm. So you get it in the mail, you open it up. What do we do? What does it look like? It's 3 days?
It's 30 days.
It's 30 days. Oh my goodness.
It's okay. Three tinctures and a binder. So you take all three tinctures, Parify, Sustain, and Metal Flush, and you do it 3 times a day. That's it. And then you bind at night. And we include instructions. It's organic. It's ethically sourced. We do it all ourselves. There's nothing hidden. We're transparent. We're third-party tested. And it's just an easy way to start to flush things out. And when you're chronically ill, like a lot of people are that are in my community, the important thing is to know that when you start to feel better, it's such a life-changing thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, okay. Are there any side effects to taking this?
Well, die-offs. You feel crappy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Your body ramps up your immune system. So you might feel like you have the flu. It's starting to basically push out things in your cells. It's pushing out toxins in your cells. So your body starts to go into a protective mode that allows your body to stay in a state where it's like, go, right? And then the herbs come in and help push it out. And then at night when you bind, not a lot of people know what binders are. I didn't know what a binder was until I became on this journey.
Yeah. What are you binding at night about? What does that mean?
So when you are doing things like this and they're dumping the toxins, they have a toxic load inside of their bodies, or other toxins are being removed, they can dump those and the body binds them with what we use, Ceylon cinnamon and coconut activated charcoal. It's a negative charged herb that's a magnet to the positive charged toxin. And so it binds to it and it pushes it out your poo and pushes it out your urine versus it coming out your skin and your nose and your eyes and your mouth. And it helps attract it.
Got it. Okay. So it's binding and you're saying at night, meaning when you're sleeping.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't take medication at night. And sometimes a binder can be restrictive of what time you can take it. And then you might as well have something going on working while you're sleeping.
Got it. And then the whole point is that you're getting it out through your urine, through your poop, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it takes 30 days. When do you actually start to see these results to know whether or not, like if you didn't have a parasite, is it still worthy to do this? And how would it affect your body?
Oh, it's still very worthy to do it because you have inflammation in your body and Parify will help with that inflammation. Our bodies, we all have inflammation. That's where they live. They live in inflammation. They live in mucus. And so the more you can break down and become more of yourself by removing that, that's really the most important thing. And I use things like Oregon grapefruit, which is a berbine, which removes inflammation. So even if you never see a parasite, most people have to dig to see parasites. And a lot of antiparasitics will just make them explode. I have a ton of videos. I have a pineapple juice video where when you drink pineapple juice, it actually makes them explode. You might never see anything. And some people don't have physical worms. They have microscopic parasites, which are protozoas. And so they may never see anything. So we always say gauge how you feel versus what you see.
Right. Okay. So you don't have to be sifting through the toilet to see if
right. Some people like that. I mean, it's good for my business because they send me pictures all the time. I have like 25,000 pictures on my phone. I mean, it's wild. Oh yeah. All day. I look at people's poop. I identify their worms. We have a whole chat. When you start working for our company, the first thing I say is, do you have a problem with looking at poop or worms? And if you do, this is probably not the job for you.
Oh my God. I love it. Okay. Did you ever have a case that stands out to you besides your own that you were like, holy shit, this is life changing. This is what happened. And you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, I actually do. His name is Tyler and he's given me permission to share his story. He actually is the one that sells us our bottles. Okay. And him and his wife tried to have a baby for 3 years, and they were going to go down the IVF route, and they decided to pause it for a minute. And he was talking to me about it. And I said, well, you know, why don't you just give my kit a try? Just give Parify a try, both of you. I'm going to send it to you and just see, because when you start to remove things that the body is living off of us, right? They're living off of us. That's the definition of a parasite. When you start removing those things, your body makes way for another living thing to be able to come in and live off of you. I said, so just give it a try. What's the worst that's going to happen? You see some worms, or you feel better, or nothing happens at all. And, you know, well, they have a one-year-old now, and it's a boy, and they're so excited about it. And it was 6 weeks after they did our cleanse.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And is there a story where it didn't work, where you feel like I have to do more, we couldn't figure it out, or the parasites weren't coming out? I don't know. Is there just a story where you learned from the negative?
I feel like my husband was probably a little bit of that story at the beginning of all of this. And that's why I made the Parify kit so easy, because he was a complicated case as well. They came out his skin and he didn't want to take it. And so I feel like most people, if not all people, we rarely have anyone come to us and tell us that they didn't feel better after with removing inflammation. We all have heavy metals. We all should be doing some form of a heavy metal detox. And I use cilantro for our heavy metal herb. We all know what cilantro is, and it's just the way that I process it. So I don't know of anybody that hasn't benefited at least a little bit from getting some of the inflammation out of their body and helping them kind of combat some of that candida, especially after the holidays. Like, the sugar is not you.
Right. So, but that was the other thing I was going to ask. When you're doing this cleanse, do you have to stop anything else? Do you have to not drink alcohol? I mean, what are the rules?
Well, we recommend eating as clean as possible, not drinking alcohol. We recommend, you know, eating clean meat, grass-fed, grass-finished, no carbs, just no processed foods to the best of your ability. Mm-hmm. Society doesn't like to have to change a lot. And so it's getting the herbs in your system for the first few cleanses. And then once you do that, you do feel so much better that you want to start eating differently, and your mindset switches. They can control your mind. And I'll give an example of a parasite that actually is mind controlling that we're all aware of, but they can tell you what to eat. They crave the sugar. They crave the salt, not you, not your body. They do. And so you can combat that part of it. And candida is a very common thing to get. It really is. You eat a little extra sugar, it's grown, and then it starts to want to feed off of that sugar, and it tells you eat more sugar.
Wow, this is so fascinating. Okay, and when you take it, you mentioned it before, but I didn't understand the word you used. Is it a pill? Is it a drop? What is it?
It's tinctures.
What is
that? Tincture is drops.
Drops.
So yeah, it's really easy. I'll show you how easy it is. I haven't taken my Sustain today. So this is one of my tinctures, Sustain. This is my favorite tincture. Actually, it helps with inflammation, Lyme. It helps with mold. That's it. I'm done.
And do they have terrible taste?
It's a little alcohol-y, and Parify spicy because it has garlic and wormwood's bitter. They don't like bitter, clove and hawthorn. But we use raw, unpasteurized, unfiltered honey. So it makes it a little sweet. And then we use 25 to 30% alcohol. So it's like a fun shot.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So now after the 30 days, you get the... Will your body cleanse? It won't cleanse all of them. It'll cleanse some of them, and people continue to get more and more. Like, why 4 times a year?
Well, we're exposed to them every day. If you're eating raw produce, if you're out there eating—
So sushi.
Sushi, salmon. The reason why I pick on salmon so much is because salmon's pink. And so you can see the worms against the pink salmon inside of that fish. Most of our fish is white. Yeah. So you can't see them. So it's not as dramatic, you know, when you can't see what's going on, but you can, you know, you can see them in the salmon, and you can see them. All fish have parasites. All fish have parasites. It's just the name of the game.
How long can these live in your body if you don't cleanse?
Decades. Decades. Like decade.
This is fascinating. Growth, yeah. Like all the things.
All the things.
Okay. So if someone is leaving this episode skeptical at this point, mm-hmm. What would you say to them that like we haven't covered? Like, what is your testament about why they should be doing a cleanse or know and get, more educated on parasites?
We just are exposed all day. We're exposed with whatever we're doing. If you are drinking ice, I mean, they're in the water. Not all water, right? But most tap water is not good anyway. And then you add this extra ailment to it and you're like, oh, geez. I feel like anyone that's skeptical really should just try it and see if they feel better. It's so easy to do. And the worst thing that's going to happen is that they have worms come out and then they're like, oh, well, maybe that's why I was always having migraines. Or maybe that's why I wasn't pooping every day. Or maybe that's why when I was drinking water, I bloated. You know, unfortunately, Western medicine countries have been somewhat indoctrinated and it's such a taboo subject and mm-hmm. we're just not taught. And I'm first to come forward and say, I come from Western medicine and I had no idea about this.
Yeah.
And I taught thousands of people. So it wasn't just, oh, I had a little college. I taught thousands of people and I would avoid this conversation with people because there's no way first world countries have it. But it's a thing. I mean, they don't care what country you live in. They don't care who you are. We're the best host and we're the ones they want to go to.
Right. Where do you see the field of detox wellness and parasite wellness and cleansing going in the next 5 to 10 years?
Oh, I think that we've made a lot of noise. I think that just in the little world that I live in right now, the noise of parasites and detoxing our bodies and mold and Lyme is so loud. And my plan, I actually hired a lawyer who's a lobbyist, and my plan is to do some medical reform going forward. I would like people to be able to go in and have testing done prior to any sort of life-altering surgery like myself. I had a hysterectomy when I was 29, and I look back and I really don't think that I really needed that. I don't have children, and it has affected my health for the last 20 years. So if I would have been able to sit down and talk with someone who had this education, there might have been just such a different outcome for me. I don't regret anything, but I also want to speak up for women and other people who are in the space where they know something else is wrong with them and yeah. they're not believed. And that's why I've made it $100. I've given all of my knowledge free. I don't charge anybody anything except for my kit. And you can read about everything. I've written ebooks so that people can have them downloaded. I mean, I hire people to just help me answer DMs, comments. And it's an important thing to understand your body. And when you have something that's hijacked it, it's really difficult to get someone to believe that there's something else going on in your body.
Right. I agree. Something I forgot to ask you before. Mm-hmm. I do hear a lot of people talking about cleanses. How mm-hmm. can you talk about the difference and how your body or what you're putting in it knows whether it's doing a liver cleanse or a parasite cleanse, and how we should make the distinction and why we should use yours versus like a green juice cleanse?
Well, two things. One, we do have a pre-cleanse. It's called the Lymph Kit, and it helps get your lymphatic system. I'm not sure if we sent that to you, Rachel, but if we didn't, I'll make sure you get it because it's amazing.
Okay.
And it just launched in May. So it's really quite new to Rogers Hood, but it's 2 weeks prior to the Parify Kit to help open up your pathways. Your brain also needs to have a good solid support with detox because your brain needs to detox as well. And so I took all of that into account when I created the Lymph Kit. And then you take it while you're on the Parify Kit as well to make your cleanse a lot nicer, calmer, and keep your pathways open. The reason why it's important to do something like an antiparasitic is because the frequency of that herb, so the frequency of wormwood, the frequency of Oregon grapefruit targets worms. If you're doing a juice cleanse, you're not taking something that's targeting that particular ailment. You're just flushing things out of your body. It's like taking Tylenol for strep throat. You wouldn't take Tylenol anymore after what's come out, but you wouldn't take Tylenol for strep throat. You got to take like an antibiotic that's targeted for the frequency of that particular bacteria or virus. It's right. The same concept with what we're doing with the herbs.
So I think the misconception there is a lot of people think if I'm doing some sort of detox that's making me shit all week, whatever, that they're getting all the toxins out of their body just because they're going to the bathroom more than they were before. I'm assuming, right? I mean, quite frankly, I haven't done a detox. I'm so excited to get yours in the mail and try it for sure. Cause like I'm getting married in 3 months. This is a perfect time.
Perfect.
So it'll be really interesting to see because I have been going through a lot of stuff thinking it's menopause, not really knowing, you know, you never, whatever, you just never know. And
I think also
since COVID, everybody kind of just feels a different sense of ailment within them, you know, whether they got the vaccine or not, and people are feeling different things that we haven't felt before. So I think it's really interesting. Tell people where they can get more information about this and where they can buy a Parify kit from you.
So you can find my website is rogershood.com and you can find me on Instagram. It's mrsrogers.hood. You can type in Kim Rogers Worm Queen in Google and I pop up. My podcast is What's Eating You with the letter U. I talk about this all day on my podcast as well. It's just really important for us to understand our bodies. I feel like we've had a little bit of a disservice growing up. Like, why weren't we taught this in high school? Like, why weren't we taught the way that our bodies operate? And so it's my life's mission. I've taken my pain to purpose to allow people to get my knowledge. And that's, you can find me on all the platforms. I'm everywhere.
I think I saw in my email that it was sent or it was approved or something. So I should be getting it, I think, soon.
Okay. I'll look. I'll ask them. And then you
and all the details are in there of how to do it so I can't screw it up.
Nope. And I'll give you my number, Rachel. And I'd like you to text me any questions or if you're feeling any sort of way, you can text me. And
amazing.
I'm happy to help you and navigate you. I want to make sure you got the lymph kit. So I'll reach out to my team and ask them when it was sent.
So should I wait to do the other cleanse until I do the lymph kit?
I'm pretty sure I sent you a lymph kit. You'll do the lymph kit. Now you can start that now. It's a wellness supplement. It's not a cleanse.
Okay.
And it gets you ready for how to take our kit. Cause it's also three tinctures in a binder. I just made it as simple system as possible. I mean, CellCore is complicated. They're another parasite company and it's pills. You have to take 26 a day.
What?
Yeah. It's wild.
Oh my God. I haven't remembered to take like a vitamin or, you know, like when you want your hair to grow like Nutrafol, those were four a day. And I was like, forget it. I'd rather just pay for extensions and be done. okay. Give me your number. I'm going to write it down.
And then I'll go into the DMs too. And I'll just follow up in there. And then George, do you want one as well? I'm happy to send you a Parify kit and lymph kit.
Absolutely. Okay. I definitely pass that up.
Text me as well. And I'll get the information I need and we'll get that sent off this week. So I'll give you my number.
I'm going to put you on a group text with me and George now anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Cause when it comes out, we can just send you, he'll send you an email and let you know, but like, we'll collaborate with you. If you've seen my Instagram, he brings all the episodes to life in a really nice way. Okay. So, that'll be great. And this will be fun to do.
Are you an affiliate? I can send the link so you can apply to be an affiliate. So when this comes out, it's 10% off, 10% commission. Some people can make tens of thousands of dollars depending on what they talk about. Cause it's like 10 bucks per kit and then whatever else and we're trying to do the lymph kit with it so that people have a better cleanse.
That's
what it is. It's such a better cleanse when you add lion's mane and turkey tail in there. I mean, it just is a game changer with those particular herbs.
That's amazing. So George, make sure you get that. We'll put it in the show notes and we'll put it in the intro when we do it.
Yeah. I had already filled out the affiliate link. So we have code set up. Yeah.
Perfect.
We're all good.
And then also George, maybe when I get the cleanse, like I'll do a little video.
Perfect.
Like, and we'll do a little ad on our social media or something so that we definitely can show that I'm starting it. You can show me opening the box and how easy it is and all that stuff.
Yeah, that would perfect. Be really fun. That would be fun. It's such a fun cleanse, you guys. Don't think of it just parasites. Like, it really is going to make you feel so much better. I know that you're friends with Kathy. She lost a bunch of inflammation. She only lost 4 pounds. But since I saw her 3 months ago, she's skinny. Like,
wow.
It's crazy how much inflammation we have in our bodies. As soon as you start breaking it down, you're like, oh, I didn't even know that was an issue with me.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Here, right. Let me show you how sick I was. And I can send this to you guys too, if you would like.
Yes, please do.
My before and after, because it's quite crazy how sick I really was.
Wow.
No way.
Yes.
That's insane.
And wait, hold on. The only thing you did was change to, it's not like you cut out a zillion, like alcohol and certain foods and went to the gym every day or whatever.
No, I didn't go to the gym at all. Like, I didn't go to the gym often. Like, it's bad. My best friend, Sam, is like the gym goer. And she's like, you got to do this. I'm like, no, man. No. I cleanse. Like, my skin looks like this because I cleanse.
Yeah, you have great skin. You have a great glow.
It's because I cleanse. Like, I do this often. I will do for a year, 30 days. And then I do, because I give you like 40 to 45 days worth of products. So you can do 30 days and then 5 days in between over the full moon and then 30 days again. And so I did this regimen like I was dedicated. I did it for almost 2 years. And then I do a couple synthetics because we were so infested because of our water. Water in our country is terrible. By the way, all water I've tested has tested positive for nematodes.
No way.
Yes. And I don't like to freak people out, but like our country's water is terrible. I wouldn't drink our water. I drink Mexico's water before I drink our water.
Wow.
That's how bad
it's funny. I'm not freaked out by it. I don't know why. I guess I drank bottled water, but when I grew up, my grandmother used to give us raw meat, like raw hamburger meat. And that's got to be terrible for you. Because if I have a 13-year-old and I can't imagine, I mean, I eat my meat rare anyway, because I grew up that way. But I remember how gross, like that is a terrible idea. And I love all raw stuff, like steak tartare. I mean, I've got to be filled with them.
Maybe. Like, we'll 95% of us are. They give a statistic of 60 million, but that's the test of 60 million. I'm not even in that 60 million. We joke about how we're in Queens, not even one of them, because my test was positive in Mexico. So the CDC in the United States will not take my positive test in Mexico and put it towards their number.
Right, right.
And that's an accurate test, right? And they're hard to detect. I'll be honest, they are very difficult to detect. And that's probably why we don't touch on this in Western medicine. Because they don't have a direct solution. They're not in the black and white world.
Yeah.
And they don't want to get sued. And if all of a sudden someone's doing a cleanse and the thing is they end up getting, you know, really sick from it, which never happens. I'm telling you, I've done everything under the sun. Ivor, albendazole. I go to other countries and get synthetics. It's not going to hurt you. It's just going to make you feel better.
Right. I think the fear maybe is that it makes you sicker before you get better. And maybe that's why. Yeah, I think that doesn't anything. I mean, I go on those hikes. I haven't done it in years, but there's something called the ashram and they change the way you eat and make you like work out all day. Mm-hmm. And it starts on a Sunday. By Tuesday, everybody is detoxing. Like, people are throwing up or get a headache because they haven't had coffee, alcohol, sugar, whatever it is. And so just even if you're still keeping that in your body a little bit, if you're adding these things, I can imagine that feeling and getting through that really sucks. Like, you're like, please give me some coffee because I feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah. So I tell you to just do what you normally do on a daily basis. Don't do a whole lot of changes your first one, because a bad cleanse is like a bad trip. You don't want to do it again, but you should.
Yeah.
You know, really. I mean, I've had a lot of bad trips and I still keep going because my mental health is important. But people don't want to give up their vices. And it is hard because you're detoxing from being addicted to caffeine and sugar, and you're killing things in your body, and they're peeing and pooping in our bodies. And It's really a gross thing. I mean, to be honest, it really is gross, but it's gone viral because I do it with a smile. I'm just like, yeah. And in my mind, I'm dying. Like, right. In my mind, I'm like, this is so disgusting. Like, some of the things I see every day, I'm like, oh, Lord, if someone's
But that's going to make you feel good that these people, you're changing people's lives. I mean, that's amazing.
It's pretty cool. Worldwide, man. It's wild. It's really been a... I had 50 million people watch my TikTok account before they started censoring me.
Wow.
Yeah, my video in 2 hours had 1 million views. Total 10.5 million views on that one video.
And I didn't ask you this before. What did you do before this that you quit and now you are in the medical field, but now you do this full time?
Yeah. So in 2019, I quit my academic career. I was a professor and I just finished my second degree and my health declined so rapidly. You saw that picture. So yeah. My husband and I were really nervous and we couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. And so he quit his engineering job. I quit my academic job and we moved out to the outskirts of the rainforest and built a log home with our bare hands. And I didn't want to leave him with mortgage and debt. And so really, when I say we got our affairs in order, we were prepared and grieved my death. And it was so bad. I was so sick. I just really kind of go over it like, oh, yeah, I wasn't doing it. Like we were ready. And then, you know, a year and a half into it, we grew mushrooms. I learned about this mushroom, which is the same. I was on Klonopin for 22 years. And I had to get off of it to figure out what was going on with me. And that's actually the same DNA structure Amanita is as benzodiazepine. And so I learned how to change the structure so that I could take it and myself get off. So then after a year and a half of going through all of this, that's when I figured out there's something still wrong with me. And it was just, you know, cleaning my diet up and getting off of my big pharma meds. That was it. That's all I really did to get myself to realize that parasites were a thing. And then I went viral in July. And by September, I was still pretty ill. I still had mold. I was living in mold, didn't know it. And then in December, I met Erica, who's in Jonesboro, who runs our production facility. And we started Rogers Hood December 19th. And we sold 500 kits the first hour because I was known as Worm Queen right away. And so the first...
That must have been so exciting.
It was so exciting because I got to be therapy at home and not have to leave my house.
Right.
Do this to help others. I used the internet in a way that most people 4 years ago weren't using the internet. I used TikTok in an educational platform versus a dancing platform. And I already had a little bit of an account. I showed people how to build my log home and grow mushrooms. So I already had like 10,000 followers. Overnight, I had 200,000. I mean, wow. It just went wild. And I looked at my husband, I'm like, this is it. Like everybody wants to go viral. I went viral over something I can teach people.
Right.
And I just jumped all in. I red light, castor oil, mushrooms, parasite cleansing. And we didn't have Linktree at the time. So I built a website to have people be able to get my knowledge. And then we just kept building from there. We've had 3 manufacturing facilities because we keep growing out of them. So my husband and I are builders and we just keep building bigger and bigger to be able to
call. That is so amazing. Everyone. And then now you both are feeling well.
Yeah. So about a year and a half now, I've started to really turn my health around. I've been doing this for 4 years. And the first 2.5 years, I was still pretty ill. But you'd never know it because I would get on every day and show up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really what this is about, is showing up. I showed up for my community and I was showing up for my family and I was showing up for myself. Because this has allowed me to financially be in a much better space because we were literally poor. I took us to nothing. We were on food stamps and governmental assistance when we left our lives. So now we're building everyone around us up. I want our country to be healthy and happy. And I don't feel like there's an end to this. I feel like this should be a normalized thing, even if you're not using my products. Mm-hmm. I just have a good solution for you and a natural one. And we're transparent. But if you want to do it in any other way, you should know what you're doing before you jump into it.
Right. Are you only on your own site or do you sell on like Amazon and other places?
Not yet.
Are you trying to do that?
Yeah, because we manufacture our own products, we have to be CGMP, which is good manufacturing practice. So we're working on that right now and we're finishing that up. And then we're like 80% on Talk Shop Live. We're close to getting on
Amazon. Have you done a like a live on there?
Not yet.
We know those people. If you need an introduction.
Yeah.
Who's the guy we know? It's Joe and what's the girl's name? She's the head of the casting.
Tina.
Is it Tina? It might be.
She's like the CEO.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I'm excited. We also just brought in equipment. We brokered equipment over from China.
We
had to have it custom made for us. And so we had machines custom made so that we could double our production of this. And then we have more space now in order for us. You can hit a button now and have our capsules because we make our own binder. So you hit a button and it does it all for us where we were manually doing everything.
If you know the CEO, you know, obviously the person. I think the people we were dealing with was the talent, like who's booking the talent to actually go on air because a lot of our guests have books or things that they can promote. Kathy. She's the one I think that interviews people. Mm-hmm. And then Joe is the head of booking or something.
Yeah.
He was the head guy, basically. If it goes south with your person and you want to meet the people that do the booking, let us know.
Okay.
But also when you're ready, you know, she would be good for Stephanie, Holistic Goddess. They only take women's companies and it's all about health and wellness and they're all into castor oil and whatever, all of this stuff. And they used to actually advertise on our podcast for like a year. They were our one major sponsor and it's a woman owned company and they only take women CEO and brands. So I'm sure she would be interested in talking to you.
Do you do sponsoring for your podcast?
We do.
You should send me that information too.
We will. Yeah, for sure.
I'd love to do something with you guys.
Yeah, it was great. We worked with her for a full year and she was the first ad you heard before any show, I think before my intro, right, George?
Mm-hmm.
So that everyone would hear it. Because in podcasting, you have your own podcast. They only really have to listen for a minute or something to get a download. So we made sure that they were before our actual intro and it would always be an ad on our show, a red ad, and then it would always be in our notes, our show notes, and then we would do stuff on Instagram with them all the time too. So, I mean, it was really helpful. They loved it. We loved it, and we actually found out about products we never knew because they had all different vendors, so we would have all different products. So it was kind of fascinating. We'll send that to you too. But when you're ready to be introduced to that type of a business, you know, let me know. And hopefully, you know, I don't know if it works that they just, when somebody buys the product, you direct ship from you, or if they're like, listen, we're going to buy 100 kits or 100,000 kits and then whatever, but it's
wholesale now.
Okay, good.
We did wholesale, like 2026 is where we want to get on those big platforms. Cause it is, you know, when you manufacture, if you're just selling and it's already a lab made and they're kind of, it's so much easier, but because we literally soak pounds of herbs for 5 to 8 weeks to get the medicine out, that's why we have to know like ahead of time where we're at with it all. And
so
we're there. I mean, we've sold over 250,000 kits worldwide.
Good for you.
Years. Jesus.
It's wild. I know.
Oh my God.
Just kits, not all products, just Terrify kit.
That's I'm so excited for you. That is amazing. What a good story.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstoodwithRachelYucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.